You're listening to the Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rosemary Bao. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, May 20th, 2025, and here are the headlines to start your day. Kicking off with Northwestern stories, a former Northwestern student pleads guilty to aggravated battery. Scott Thomas, who was expelled from Northwestern in 2019, pleads guilty to aggravated battery of a fellow student. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and 80 hours of community service. Yesterday, the Justice Department launched an investigation into the city of Chicago and its hiring practices. The investigation centers on whether discrimination is at play inside City Hall, given the large number of caught black officials. The investigation comes right after the comments made by Mayor Brandon Johnson. Meanwhile, the mayor's office released a statement saying that Johnson is proud to have the most diverse administration in the city's history. In national news, Democratic Representative LaMonica McCliver is charged with assault. New Jersey's federal prosecutor said she was dropping a trespassing case against the Newark mayor, whose arrest led to the disturbance. The prosecution of McCliver is a rare federal criminal case against a sitting member of Congress. In national affairs, officers at the Costa Rican prison captured a cat with two packages of marijuana and cocaine attached to its body. According to the Costa Rican Ministry of Justice and Peace, the officers confiscated the drugs and handed over the cat to the National Animal Health Service for healthy evaluation. That's all for today's Daily Cut from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Rosemary Mbao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. or at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cut.